It is day 2 of the Virginia Film Festival. This is Sean McCord in Filmmaker Central, the Filmmaker's Lounge, in the back of the Whiskey Jar. Yeah. I just love that. What a great place to be. I'm talking with Andy Edmonds, who is the director of the Virginia Film Office out of Richmond. Andy, you've been a guest before here. Thank you very much for coming back.
Thanks for having me.
I saw you last night.
Where's the whiskey?
It's kept in jars.
Oh, yeah.
You'd have to go find the jars. So, the Virginia Film Office, the website is filmvirginia.org. Tell us about the Virginia Film Office and what the Virginia Film Office does for Virginia, and then we'll talk a bit about the festival.
Well, as you may know, we're part of the Virginia Tourism Corporation. Mm-hmm. We're part of the economic development strategy of the Commonwealth, and that the best way for me to put it is that when I talk to my kids and I tell them when I was their age, we had 3 television stations.
Yeah.
They kind of look
TV.
At exactly, and they look at me like I'm an alien or something, you know.
And how old are your kids?
Well, now they're a little older, but when I used to have this conversation with them, they were like, "What?"
Yeah.
So they're you know teenagers and things like that. So I say we had 3 television stations. They look at me like an alien, and of course they say, "Well, why didn't you just go on the internet?" You know,
we had to invent it first.
Exactly, but then the fact that now through cable systems and all the different platforms of Amazon, Netflix, Hulu, and everything else, there really is an infinite number of channels out there, right? And so because of that, there's a global demand for content. And the creation of this content is an expensive process. Mm-hmm. It requires skilled technicians, locations, and a significant investment in localities when you go on location to film. So this is why so many countries and states compete for this business to try to bring this content manufacturing industry to their state or city or country.
Yeah.
So here in Virginia, as you know, we have a perfect palette of diverse locations and diverse topographically and architecturally all over the state. So we're the perfect palette. We can do any kind of location here. So we're ideally suited to attract this industry. So every state or almost every state has a film commission to try to compete and to convince people to come to their state to bring this work in, because when a movie or television show comes into your state, they bring a helicopter full of money and they touch all parts of the economy, everything from buying paper clips to renting helicopters. So everybody wants the business. Now it's more of a business, not as much about the locations, unfortunately. It's about the economics of, you know, a tax credit or a grant or what can even the playing field for a producer based on what other states are providing. You know, it's very competitive in that. It's all about the tax credit. So the first conversation used to be, where can I shoot the film? What does it look like?
Right.
Now the phone rings. What do you have? You know, it's about the money. But hey, it's show business. It's not show fun.
Yeah. So the Virginia Film Office as an entity, how long has that been around?
You know, it's interesting. Governor Belisle's had the vision for the Virginia Film Office about 35 years ago. It was before the film festival, actually. It came before the film festival. And I like to joke that and whenever I see Governor Belisle, I say, Governor, I thank you for having the vision to start the Virginia Film Office. Otherwise, I might have ended up a manager at Blockbuster Video or something like that, which did not end well.
That did not end well, no. So, and the Virginia Film Office is a partner of the Virginia Film Festival, but actually, I mean, more than that, your roots kind of are entangled together, are they not?
Well, they are. You know, our partnership with the Virginia Film Festival, we treasure very much, because it's become this symbiotic relationship where we're able to meet clients and filmmakers here at the festival and hopefully show them around, and it can turn into a project that we can film in Virginia. Or nurture relationships with filmmakers we've already worked with to bring them to Charlottesville and enjoy the experience here and turn them on to what Virginia can offer. And then hopefully we can create a project here in Virginia that we shoot, that we end up with the opportunity to share it with the attendees here at the festival. And we've done that so many times in the last few years. It's really a great partnership.
Yeah. So I see you annually here, but this is at the film festival. But this is kind of a special event. When you're not at the festival, what's a work day like for for Andy Edmonds? What are the sort of projects that you're juggling right now?
We work the same hour, the same hours that production people do, which is pretty much seven days a week, man. It's a demanding process. Making a movie is a very complicated process. It's all, I like to say, it's almost like disaster management. You know, anything can go wrong at any time.
And does.
And does. Yeah. And, you know, you can get the call on a Sunday morning at 9:35. Andy, you know, we're trying to shoot tonight. We had to shoot Sunday night on this street outside of the city. And there's a street light that's flickering, and it's really messing up the shot.
So you go out with a BB gun.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's just take it out. No, but you have to have that contacts database of people where you know you can call the guy or the girl and go out and solve that problem and, you know, get the truck out there to fix it. You know, and that's just an example of the types of things that we try to deliver in the customer service delivery machine that we try to be. To go above and beyond to connect us to our clients in a more deep way. We really are production partners with our clients. Some film commissions around the world are more like permit-issuing entities. You know, you come through the film office, you register here, and we'll help you get a permit to go film on the streets of wherever you are. But we get into the nitty-gritty of production with the clients, and that's why we really do, I believe, have a reputation worldwide as being very hands-on and very effective as a film office. So we try to use that as a tool to make up for maybe our smaller, moderate film incentive balance, right? And by delivering this great customer service, old-fashioned work.
Because if you get into the business of competing just on the size of the tax break that you're going to offer, there's always going to be another state out there that's, you know, going to compete with you on that.
That's right.
So what we're offering is full service.
That's right. That's right. We believe that is, well, we're in for the long game. You know, we believe that's a better long game approach to create relationships just like in any other business. I mean, a lot of the work, I can put a thread for the last 17 years from, you know, starting from going backwards from Steven Spielberg's Lincoln to John Adams to Evan Almighty to, you know, just so many projects that had some connection with a person that we developed a relationship with that led to that next referral and that next experience that made them want to come back, you know. And it's just old-fashioned relationship building, you know, and we're pretty good at that.
Well, speaking of relationships in Virginia-based films, you were one of the people who got to introduce Loving last night, our opening night film, which Colin Firth turned down my invitation to sit in this chair and have me.
What was he thinking?
Apparently, he had other things going on.
Oh my gosh, he doesn't know what he missed. So, he missed the whiskey too.
Yeah, and the jars.
Yeah.
Let me have you talk a bit about that film and about the experience of premiering it last night.
You know, it's interesting. As I said, we're in the long game, and I can tell you that this film, while we saw the premiere last night here in Charlottesville, that's 8 years in the making for us, right? Because we started, initially the film was partly inspired by a documentary film from Nancy Bersky called The Loving Story that was on HBO, an amazing documentary. And then Nancy and her team decided, well, this needs to be turned into a narrative feature film. But at the beginning, when Nancy was first doing research for the documentary film, our office was actually in a car, you know, driving her around to the actual locations where the Loving Story took place. Mm-hmm. And so long pathway to finally see that on the screen, and what an amazing achievement it is. If people are not familiar with the story, of course, you know, 50 years ago, next June, will be the 50th anniversary of the Loving versus Virginia decision that outlawed discrimination in marriage. You could not discriminate against someone based on their race and not allow them to get married. So this couple, Richard and Mildred Loving, lived in Caroline County, Virginia. And just because they went to Washington, D.C. to get married, marriage of that kind was illegal in Virginia at the time.
Yeah.
They were arrested, and they had the choice of either a year in jail, dissolve your marriage, or you've got to go out of the state for 25 years, and just a horrible decision. So you would think that you would follow that story as a courtroom procedural type of film, because which would be the easy way to do it.
Because it made it all the way to the Supreme Court, and that's what a lot of the documentary was
about. Yeah, it went all the way to
the
Supreme Court, and yeah. So that's what the documentary was about, and that would be the easy kind of drama that would unfold, would be the courtroom pathway. But Jeff Nichols, we're so lucky that this story fell into his hands as a filmmaker, because he's so talented as a writer and a director, and he chose to take the point of view of just this simple love story between these two people.
Yeah.
And to me, at the end of the day, the movie is about the two most important four-letter words in the English language, which are love and home.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, when you see this film, if you are not moved in a profound way, you need to call an ambulance immediately, because, you know, your pulse is failed on you. It really is powerful. I've seen it 4.5 times, and the first time I saw it, since we filmed it entirely in Virginia, I'm always a little bit biased, and I want to always like the Virginia films, but I really thought it was good. The second time I saw it, I said, wow, no, this really, really is good, because you really get absorbed in his patient process of editing and his directorial decisions, and by the third time, I'm just into it even more, and I just emotionally affected every time I see this film. So I'm hoping, and I believe it will have the same impact on people. And just in this day and age, we need this message of love and hope and inclusion out in the ethos. You know, it needs to be out there. And in fact, I was inspired by this group called LovingDay.org, mm-hmm. where for 12 years they've been trying to inspire people to celebrate this June 12th date as being Loving Day around the world.
That was the day that the Supreme Court...
The day the Supreme Court decision came down.
Right.
June 12th. And so, and they, in fact, have been doing these celebrations around the world where interracial couples and families will come together to celebrate this diversity in different cities all over the globe. So I put forth the idea and proposed to the governor that we host a special Loving Day to celebrate this 50th anniversary next June, and to declare that date now and forevermore as Loving Day in Virginia, which in fact last night at the festival he did. He declared this is June 12th forever be known as Loving Day in Virginia, which is a very powerful thing.
Because June 12th, 2017 is the 50th anniversary of this.
50th anniversary. So
yeah.
As it relates to that announcement, we also are moving forward with an event that we're going to host on Capitol Square next June.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably going to be actually on the 10th, which is a Saturday, but it will be for Loving Day. And this will be a concert. And, the scale and the scope of the event is going to be directly relative to what we're able to raise as the funding to support the event and how much time is left to now put it together. I mean, we've got I've got grand plans. You know, I'm thinking like, I want Bono, Dave Matthews, and everybody coming, you know? And look, it's the type of event in my mind that if Nelson Mandela were alive, he would be speaking at the event.
Right.
You know, the music is going to be part of the event, but really it's going to be about guest speakers. You know, I'm hoping guest speakers like John Lewis, Harry Belafonte, and other people that can represent different cultures and different points of view. So our event is not just going to be about interracial marriage. It's going to be about the celebration of America as a melting pot of different cultures, and how we need to celebrate that and have a holiday to celebrate that. I mean, it should be a national holiday, this June 12th. Loving Day should be a national holiday. I mean, we have a Columbus Day. That guy was kind of rough, right? Let's have a Loving Day, celebrate love, celebrate diversity, and how that is a strength for our country instead of a detriment.
Well, I think thank you for the preview of that. I think that makes a good sale for the film Loving itself. Even though these were events that took place 50 years ago, it's still highly trenchant to the kind of discussions we're having today. And the film is beautiful. It really shows off, Central Virginia and this part of the country, and shows how far we've come. So thank you for your efforts to get that film made, to bring it to the Virginia Film Festival. The premiere last night was fantastic. Thank you for the preview of what you want to do on June 12th, and thank you for coming by and talking to us.
Thank you so much for having me, Sean. Thank you for sharing the message of production in Virginia. We appreciate it.
Oh, anytime. And you're welcome back anytime, Andy.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.